Channel 7's Dancing with the Stars. It is so much fun, and it's so great to see talent back on the box. And one of the superstars of the previous seasons, Tommy Williams, dreamy Tommy Williams, joins us right now. Good morning, my brother.
Oh, dreamy Tommy just coming out of his nightly slumber. Yeah, still a bit dreamy after a sleep. Hi, guys.
Hello. Good morning. Now, it's so nice to see you back on our TV screens in a dancing format. Now, this is really cool, actually, because you've got the moves. You had the moves in the first season and very famous for taking your shirt off.
Oh.
What else? What other tricks are you going to pull out this year to score some more points?
Well, that's all done for me this year after last night. So you've obviously been watching the show.
She's all over it, mate. She's all over it.
Mate, I'm all over it. Don't you worry.
All over that. Thanks so much. Look, no more bag of tricks for me at the moment because that was it last night. I emptied the bag.
But they're quite brutal. I mean, the nature of the show, though, I mean, it's got that fun about it too, hasn't it? It's like when I look at Dancing with the Stars, it's one of those shows that I go, well, there's real talent, and that you guys put in so many hours, and what people don't actually see is the effort that goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's it. But you know, you nailed it in the beginning there. It's just a bit of fun, you know. It really is, and there's a whole different level of skill amongst the whole cast. But in the end, man, I was just in there for good times, you know. And I think that's what, you know, TV's kind of missing a little bit at the moment. It's just good old-fashioned entertainment. And I think Dancing with the Stars brings that in droves, you know. Yeah. There's plenty to watch on TV, but if you just want to sit back and have a bit of a laugh and sort of, you know, see somebody go through a fair bit of punishment, Robin delivers that as well.
But, Tommy, you're right. I mean, we've taken ourselves a little bit seriously over the last 18 to 24 months, and for reasons we can all understand, but you're right.
Yeah.
We love seeing our celebrities back in. We love seeing their faces. We love seeing them do certain things. And I think that's why, you know, some of these reality shows at the moment, they're really endearing to us because these are our people. It feels like it's our people that we're getting to watch and enjoy and experience, regardless of the circumstance they're in, and not taking everything so seriously.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny the reaction you get off social media, you know, particularly, you know, for me in certain circumstances. Like, a lot of people, like, comment back to you and go, mate, I could never do that, you know.
Yeah.
And I reply, I'm like, well, I'm barely doing it as well. I'm just fronting up each week.
Yeah.
It's difficult, you know. Like, I have, you know, always struggled with sort of learning through my childhood into my adult days, my TAFE days, even at work. So, you know, learning something so complex like dance routines is, you know, that's tough for me. You know, some people just have it, you know, natural ability, but it takes me a long time to sort of get this stuff done. And when I get really nice people saying nice stuff, you know, like you just go, you know, I'm just having a crack.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're having a bit of a laugh while watching, great.
Yeah.
If you have a cry, oh, okay, great. Sorry, I made you cry.
That's me because I'll never have those abs.
Now, Tommy, while I may have missed the episode last night, you guys do put in plenty of hours of work. Exactly how many hours a week are you actually training for something like this?
I started in the beginning of February, and I was probably doing about five in the beginning, you know, kind of like 5 hours a day, you know, five days a week. And then once we got into production, you know, you were basically doing 7 days, and those hours would go up a little bit. But, you know, as I said, you know, some people it took them 3 hours a day, you know, but it just takes me a whole lot longer. So it's not, I don't really gauge it on how many hours you're doing. It's kind of more, you know, how you're just getting through it. But, you know, people like Kylie Clark and Beck and Renee Bush, you know, man, they're just like electric, you know what I mean? Like,
they
you watch
are.
Them and just like, you know, their guy partner's like saying to them, hey, do you reckon you could pair it back a little bit? Because no one knows who the professional is.
That's so good.
Oh, that's good fun. Well, Tommy, mate, we love you, mate. Thank you for bringing it, and thank you for being real, and we appreciate everything you do, and it is wonderful to see you back on the box. All the best. Thanks for having a crack, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Sorry, I didn't watch your show last night,
Tom. Have a great day. God bless.
All right, bye.
See you, bye.